Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. In the previous segment of the shiur, we were talking about chuppas nida, which the Rambam says is no good. Whereas we saw various instances where a chuppah l'psulos is valid. And we made a chiluk from the achronim, that it depends. If it's to an avarian, that's valid, because they're going to have bee anyway. So that makes it a good chuppah. And if it's a chuppas nida, they're not going to have bee, it's not a good chuppah. And we said, what's the difference? They're Rishayim, they're not Rishayim. This chuppah is not Roy Labia, she's not Ruila. So why does it make it a valid chuppah? So we can explain this based on the Shitas HaRif, the beginning of the sixth parak of Yevamos, and Rav Nissim Gaon in the Tosis and Kedushin, when they write a reconciliation of a contradiction in Sugyas, that with respect to Bias Kedushin, we conclude in Kedushin and Daf Yud, that a man is only kona be gmar bia the chola boya, dato al gmar bia, but bia after kedushin, that creates nisuin. It's enough to do hara, chilas bia. So why is gmar bia? Why is kedushin only concluded with gmar bia, but bia that makes nisuin is already enough behara? Explains the Kehilas Yaakov. Kedushin, Simin Yutes. That Kedushin is different, that it's a Maisa Kenyan. And we require Kavana for a Kenyan. And his Das is only for the Gemara Bia. Mashenke Nisuin is not a Maisa Kenyan. It's a Hanhogas Ishus Bimitsius. They're acting as man and wife. And Mimela, there's Schuyos, there's Kinyanim, there's a Chalos Nisuin. But Kedushin is a Kinyan. And Nisuin is on Hogas Isha Haishas Bimitsius. Which creates automatically Schuyos, Kinyanim, and a Chalos Nisuin. And if so, even though we require a Kavana L'Shem Ishus, but we don't need specific Kavana for a Kinyan. And therefore it's enough B'Tchilas Bia, because now there's Kavanas Ishus. And Nisuin, because now they already are starting their Ishus, the beginning. When is a Maisa Kinyan? So he says, I'm going to finish this Maisa Kinyan. You know, not the beginning of the Maisa Kinyan. When it's on Hagas Ishus, Chupab, Nisuin. For Nisuin, the beginning of the B is enough. Harei Zachinu Lahavchana. Shekidushim, Hem Beikaran. Ma'ase kinyan v'ilu nisuin hu nihug ishut. Kedushin is a ma'ase kinyan, nisuin is they're acting as man and wife. And we can explain this sweetness based on the yisod of Rabbi Seinu. Look in the Shari Chaim of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Kedushin Simen Lamed Aleph. It's another good arichus to go on to it at another time, I hope. So it's Hashem Darkeinu. That in Kedushin, there's a Chiyuv Hadadi Shel Nisuin V'chol Achovot V'Azchuyot Achalim B'Shat HaNisuin Harei Mechuyavim B'Koach Kvar B'Shat HaKedushin. When you do Kedushin, that is an obligation already to do Nisuin. It's already in potential activated. All the chiyuvim of Nisuin are already activated in potential at the time of Kedushin. Kedushin is mechayev the Nisuin. Therefore, if a person's mekadesh al menas she'ein alav sher ksus va'ona, that he shouldn't be chayev in sher ksus va'ona, it's a mas na mashikas of b'torah, because he's soser din Torah. That he's doing an improper Kedushin, even though b'fo'al, when is there a chiv of Sher Ksus and Ona? He has to feed her, clothe her, have beer with her. That's only been a suin, it's not been Kedushin. But he's already considered Masa Mashkas of B'Torah, if he's Mekadish, Amenash, Shein Alav Sher Ksus V'Ona. Because the Kedushin is Mechayev the Nisuin, which includes Sher Ksus Ve'ona. It's already Bekoach. It's also Muchach from Tosis and Bava Basra, 48b. That's Talyua Li'isha Liskadesh. If a person forces a woman to be Miskadeshes, that's similar to Tolyu Vizavin, the Agav Zuze Gamara Makne. It's like forcing somebody to sell something, where we say that Agav Zuzi, because of the money, Gamaru Makne, the person's willing to make the hakna. And it's not like Tolyu, where you just force somebody to give something to you. Rather, here it's like a sale, because the woman's getting something in return. Because even if it's Kedushei Bia, where there's no Kabbalah Sakesef, there's still a Kabbalah, because now he's Chayv Sher Ksus Ve'ona. What do you mean Sher Ksus Ve'ona? That only comes later with the Chuppah, the Nisuin. The answer is, there's a Kabbalah's Davar Le'isha when he was Mischayev Sher Ksus Ve'ona. You see that Sher Ksus Ve'ona is already Chal at the time of Kedushin? And if so, we understand that since the Nisuin are only actualizing, being motzi lepoal, the chiyuvim shebekoach that were at the time of Kedushin, you don't need kavana lekinyan b'nisuin. All you need is a hanhagam mitziyutit. The kinyan already was done bekoach. The kinyan is already b'shas Kedushin. And then b'nisuin, you just, all you need to do is do this hanhagas ishus. And with this yisod, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we can explain a number of things. The Beis Meir, Simen Nun Hei, learns that all Shitas HaRishonim B'Mahus HaChupa are really essentially in agreement. That the Chupa that is Nog B'Chol Makom U'Makom is effective L'Kulei Alma B'Oso Makom. It's like Kenyan Situmsa, that it's Kona B'dinei Mominus. If you have a Derech HaSochrim, that it's they agree that a certain type of Kenyan is a good Kenyan, so it's a valid Kenyan. In the diamond business, they shake and they say Mazel and Bracha, so does Shafta Kenyan. So too by Chuppah, as long as that's Nog, and it's valid, it's a valid Kenyan. But this Sushtel is Lachora very difficult to understand, because it's Pashir Ubarer that in Kedushin you can't talk about a Maisa Kenyan that is effective because of Minog. We have a Mishnah, women's only Niknes B'Shalosh Shalosh Drachim. So why B'Chuppah is Minog effective? But based on our Chiluk, it's Gevaldik, because the Chuppah is not a Maisa Kenyan like Kedushin. They're just acting in the mitzias like man and wife, and therefore kol makom umakom lefi minago hu anihug amasi befor shetchilat chayehem ki ish im ishto. That's the way they act as husband and wife, so every place according to the way it's done in that place. We also understand what it says in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel and Simen Tes Zayin, explaining the Ran and Kedushin and Daf Yud, that Bia done after Kedushin that makes Nisuin, that's only Bia Muteris and not Bia Sisser. In the Shara Melech Chuppas Chasanim, he asks, "I Kedushe Bia is effective to be Kone, even if it's a Bia Sura." So why then does the Bia Shela Achar HaKedushin that makes Nisuin, why is that only Bibiya Hamuteres and not Bibiyas Isser? I by Kedushin, even Bias Isser is effective. The answer is that the Maise Kedushin, Shu Maase Mishpati Shel Kinyan, Ein Efresh Im Naasa Beheter O Bisur. Mashenkein meisen nisuin, she'inyano nihug metziuti kederach ish v'ishto, yesh makom lomar shebiat isur eina keseder hanihug harail shel ish v'ishto, v'lo moila lehachil nisuin. A maisa kedushin, which is a legal act of kinyan, there's no difference if it's done beheter b'iser. He did the maisa, mashenkein nisuin. That's a metzius of man being with wife. Bias iser isn't the metzius of man and wife. Man and wife, the metzius is a bias heter. So maybe that doesn't activate the nisuin. We can also understand the sheet of the Mordechi. The Mishnah Lamelech at the beginning of the 10th parak of Hilchos Ishus is Mechadesh based on the Ramban, Kedushin Daf Yud, and those in his camp, that chupa sheneesta mikodem akidushin moila laachar shekidesh. If you do chupa before kedushin, it takes effect after the kedushin. Not like the shalos and shuvas maseis binyamin. The shara melech is masik, and the Ramban is only talking about a case where the chupa continues until the kedushin. Like our minuk, that we're Mekadesh under the chuppah starts before the Kedushin, but it continues till after the Kedushin. Because he's talking about a case where he was had bia with her, a bias Kedushin, when she was in his Rishus. So you see that the chuppah continues even after the Kedushin. That's Meduik in the Lashon of the Ramban himself. Masha Enkein, when he brought her into Chuppah, and then afterwards, no more Chuppah, he does Kedushin, there's no Svara that Chuppah should be effective, because B'Shas Maisa, the Kedushin, was not effective. Because B'Shas HaChuppah, there is not yet Kedushin. And then b'shas hakedushin, there's no longer a chuppah. So how do you say no? You can do chuppah and then kedushin, even though by the time you do the kedushin, the chuppah is already over. How can that be? So even though the Shaar HaMelech is correct, b'das haRamban, however, we find a sheet in the Rishonim that chuppah works even in such an instance. Like that goes Mordechi brings Kedushin Tavkuf Mem Hei Tavkuf Mem Vav, brought in the Ramah and Eben Ezer Simon Samach Aleph. A woman who was Miskadeshes, she goes into Chuppah, and it was Misbarer that the Kedushin were Pasul. For example, there was no Shavapruta. So what do you do when she was Miskadeshes Chuppah, and then you found that the Kedushin was Pasul? You don't need another Chuppah and Brachas. The Chuppah before was okay. And this Lashon indicates that the Chuppah of before is effective now that he's Mekadeshir again a second time properly. This time it's going to be proper. Chazanish is Doche Kiri. And he says his pshat is not Mashma in the Mordechi. It's Samach Gimel Chav Gimel. So we have to understand how this works. How could it be chuppah before kedushin? That it's effective. But based on the yisod of the kilas yankiv, we can understand a little bit better. Sharei sof sof, hanihug ha-ma'asi shalahem ki ish v'ishto kvar itchil. They were already acting as husband and wife. They thought the kedushin were kedin. So now that he's actually Mekadesh her, they're married. Because they already, in their minds, had this Nihuga Metziuti of Ish V'Isha. So if it was a Maisa Kenyan, there's nothing to talk about. It's Kedushin and then Maisa Kenyan of Chuppah. But if it's not a Maisa Kenyan, it's a Metzius of man and woman, man and wife. They already have this Metzius. And now that he does the Kedushin, so they're ready now in the category. Now there's Kedushin, and they're also they also have a Metzius of already having been man and wife. And we can also understand the Rebbe Kiva Eiger in Tinyana Nun Aleph Kuvav and the Or Sameach Ishus Perek Yud, who are Mechadish, that there can't be a Tanai in Nisuin. Because Milsa, the Lesa B'Shlichus, Lesa B'Tanai. Since there's no Shlichus, there's no Tanai. Mel is no Tanai B'Nisuin. And they're even Mechadish that even Tos isn't Mevatel Nisuin. Because Tos might only be effective to cancel Mishum Tanai. This Chodesh isn't Muskan B'Achronim. Look in the Beis Halevi, Gimel Gimel. And the Chazanish, Din Tanai L'Chud, Din Tos L'Chud, Ein Ka Makom L'Harich B'Zeh. But you see Al Kopan in the Chiddush Rebbe Kiva Eiger Nira Sameach, that Ein Moel Tanai B'Nisuin. And we find the Beis Av already in the Rishonim. So explains Rabbeinu Yeruchim, brought in the Beis Yosef, Eben Ezra Lamates, in the name of the Ramah, that we say in Yavamas Kuf Zayin. Ain Tanai B'Nisuin. As the Machlokas had to understand that Gemara. Other Rishonim understand that if you made a Tanai in the Kedushin, so the Tanai is Chal when he does Nisuin. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim understands, no. There's a Tanai in the actual Nisuin. So based on the Yisod of the Kilas Yaakov, we understand very beautifully that Nisuin is a Chalut HaNefelet Memeila Al Pidin Torah Velo Al Yedei Adam. It's not that the person is making this chalos. It's the Torah is making the chalos. And therefore a Tanai is not effective. Like we know from the Achronim, a very famous Havchana, that chaluyot, changes in halachic status, that a person activates, like Gerishin, Kiddushin, and Kinyanim, a Tanai is effective. You can even do that in the Halacha Lamed Yom. Masha'en Kein, Chaluyot, that are Memela, like Shchita and Tvila, where the Torah makes the Chalos there, Tanai isn't effective. So to Nisuin. Tanai is not effective because this is a chalois ha'adiyah Torah. Look in the Chedush Agrach, Yibum, Perek Vav, Shar Yosher, Zayin Anan, Kovet Ta'aras, Zayin Vav. And we've had a shir on this. There's a big arichos in Achronim. So now we understand why Ein Tanai B'Nisuin, because it's a chalois al-pi Torah. You can't make a Tanai when there's a chalois al-pi Torah. And we can also understand the diuk of the Kilas Yaakov from the Mordechi, that chuppah before Nisuin is effective, even if it's when the Chasan and Kala were ketanim. That when they got older and the Kedushin are chal, so the Nisuin, that's because of the chuppah that was in their katnus, is also chal. And now we understand how this works. Because of the Yisod of Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, that chaluyot that are activated automatically al pi din Torah are effective even when done by a katan. They don't need gemiras das. All they need is kavanah to do a maisa, and that katan can have if you teach him. And that's how we explain why we need a pasuk to be memayit a katan from doing chalitza. Tos explains in Yevamos Kufdalet Amid Beis that we're talking about gadol omer al gabav umilamdo, and we need a pasuk to say that the chalitza is still no good. I in gerushin and kedushin gadol omer al gabav is not effective. So why do we need a pasuk to be memayit a katan by chalitza? But rather chalitza is different because a chalos that's nefeles memela velo al yedei haadam doesn't require gemiras das v'hachlata. It just requires kavanas hamaisa, and therefore it would be enough If a cotton does it, kishagadol omer al gabav, that's why we need a pasuk to exclude it, to exclude the cotton. So now we understand why the ishus, that they had when they were younger, is effective when they do kedushim when they're older. Because the chalos is done by the Torah. They're acting as man and wife, and the chalos is done by the Torah, not by them. They don't need gemiras das. Can also explain the inyan of requiring eidei kiyum at a chuppah in the Or Sameach Ishus Perek Yud. He's mistapik. Is it like kedushin and gerushin that we need eidim l'kiyum or not? The Avnei Miluim Lamed Ches Sif Katan Yud Zayin says that you do need eidei kiyum, and also that's the way it would appear from the parish of Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar kedushin Yud Amid Beis Ala Gilyon, which we call Tosus Rihazaken, and the minhag today is to be choshesh and to have eidei kiyum for the chuppah. However, in the Rishonim and other poskim, it isn't mentioned. Why not? So based on what we said, we can understand that it's not included in the category of ein davar shevera pachas mishnayim, like Rabbeinu Chaim explains the shitas harishonim hamaduyekas b'divrei Rambam. Then in chalitza you don't need eidei kiyum, because only in chaluyot that a person himself activates we require eidim l'kiyum, and not chaluyot that are nefelas memela yidei maisa, like a znus of an eishes ish. Even if there are no eidim, most people hold if there are no eidim she's still aser, because klapei shemaya it's known that she was mizana. So here also, you wouldn't require eidei kiyum by chuppah. Because that's done automatically. And it's only a chalut that a person is po, we need eidim l'kiyum. But not chaluyot that are nefelot memeila eidei maisa. It's meduktik in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, according to this, that before Matan Torah, the Rambam says a man meets a woman in the street, and if he wants and she wants, he brings her home, and they have bia, and they're married, mazel tov. But now that the Torah was given, the person has to take a woman bifnei edim. So the Rambam emphasizes the inyan of edim when talking about the essence of the chiluk of geder ishus between Yisrael and Ben Noach. By Bnei Noach, there's no kicha. Ishus is only an ihug mitziyuti, shechayim kederech ish v'isha, v'lo shayach eidei kiyum. It's like the svara of chuppah by Yisrael. We have the same svara by marriage, by Bnei Noach. Just in Yehug Mitziyuti, for that you don't need Eidei Kiyum. Mashen Kein Eitzel Yisrael, that we have a din lekuchim, ze kemaaseh dini mishpati, there you need Eidei Kiyum. So that's why the Rambam says you need Eidei by Kedushin. That's the emphasis. Rambam might also be telling us, like the svar of the Rivash in the Tshuvas Chelik Vav Shin Sari Hei Shin Sari Ches, not like the Asr of Chizdoi, that after Matan Torah Jewish people don't have issues to Bnei Noach Mikoach Anihug HaMetziyuti Kederach Ish V'Ishta. We just have a Chalos issues that come through the Maisa Kedushin, and it's very nogeya to civil marriage Nisuim Ezrachim. If we hold we also have a din of Bnei Noach, so then a man and woman, they're living as husband and wife, that consider them husband and wife. But if the Rambam is precluding that, I'm saying, no. Now the Torah is given, it's nothing unless you have two Edim. That's what the Rambam says. Before Matan Torah, you take her home, Nihug Mitzuyuti. And also Eitzel Avosenu, like we learned in the first segment of this year from the Brisker Rav. But after Matan Torah, this Ishus no longer exists. And the only Ishus we have left is Maise Lekuchim and Edim. So Baruch Hashem, we learned the Sambigis Sodos. We still haven't answered our Kasha, but I hope, it's Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, that our Kasha, trying to understand the difference between Chuppas Nida, which the Rambam says is no good, and Chuppah of Nashim HaAsuros, where we're talking about Avar Yonim, which the Achronim say the Rambam holds is valid. We want to understand the difference. Hopefully that will be in the next shir. But in this shir Akopanim, we saw some very, very chashav yisodos, some very, very sweet lamdas. We should all be zoche lilmo de lalame lishma v'lasa so l'kaim is called divrei samu terasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.